Jesse Love has just passed Nick Sanchez. Move him up to ninth. Drop Sanchez to the 10th position. Meanwhile, colleague racing teammates Daniel Dye and Christian Eckes have swapped spots. Dye now 13th. Eckes in the 14th position. And we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
First caution of the day is out here at Nashville Super Speedway with 10 laps to go here in stage number one, Mark.
Kyle Sieg, Parker Retzlaff, they get together in turn number four. That yellow flag is flying. Parker Retzlaff is now taking his car onto the pit lane, and Kyle Sieg has been able to drive away. He shocked a lot of people earlier on today as the fastest car in practice.
Yeah, he sure did. Parker Retzlaff takes his car to pit road. He's going to get a look at that. For William Sawalich, look, he was looking at some big things happening. And, Mark, looking at the replay here, what do we see?
They go in side by side. Sieg on the inside. He got loose, got into Parker Retzlaff. Retzlaff's car backs into the fence, and then Sieg goes almost all the way around. But that definitely triggered by Kyle Sieg losing control on the bottom.
This is going to be interesting, setting up a restart before the end of stage number one. We've got nine to go. William Sawalich has led all 36 laps here so far, had been pulling away from Justin Allgaier with a 2.3-second advantage. A lot of things have impressed me about William Sawalich here in this race, Mark. Number one, how smooth he's been. Number two, how well he's been able to get around lap traffic. For a rookie driver, that's something that could be your nemesis. Sawalich has been able to navigate that perfectly.
He has done a great job all night long from the very drop of the green flag. And again, for a guy who's still kind of learning his way around the series, he's a teenager. He's 18 years old, barely getting his career underway on the Xfinity series. And you wouldn't know it. He's driven like a veteran all night. They dropped the green flag. He took out of there. And again, as you talked about, he's dealt with the lap traffic really well, really smooth, and has done a great job to this point.
He really has. It's going to be interesting. This track has really started to widen out. We're about maybe close to two-thirds of the way up the racetrack as much as it's widened out. But because it's concrete, just as they lay rubber on the racetrack while they're racing at speed, when they slow down with those heated-up tires, they start to pick that rubber back up. And you can almost see in the lower grooves of the track now, Mark, it's much lighter because these cars are going around under caution, picking a lot of that rubber back up.
It's going to be interesting what some of these teams do, because the next time, by seven to go, the next segment, the next stage is 45 laps long, so technically they could make it on fuel. So we'll have to see who's going for the win, who's going for the stage points. We'll have to try to figure that out here in a moment. The green light is flashing. Pit road is open. We'll have to see if we have any takers.
Time to play some strategy. If you don't think you can win the stage, you might as well see if you can get a great starting spot. And it looks like all the leaders are going to come down, started with William Sawalich. Let's go down to Heather DeBow.
And Ross Chastain will come in from that fifth position. He told his team he's just really tight. Entry and exit feels okay, but everywhere else tight. He said he's tighter than everyone around him, so he'll get a wedge adjustment. Also in the 19 of Eric Almirola, he said we fixed it some from practice, but still needs a little bit more turn. Alan Cabana.
William Sawalich had a great first stint there, but thinks he can be better. He wants to be better in turn two coming off that corner. They're going to make a little adjustment for tires and fuel for the 18. Sam Mayer, they like their car too, but he says just a little tight, making those passes. They're going to make an adjustment on the 41, Wendy Venturini.
Austin Hill came in that third position. When he hammers the throttle, it breaks loose on him. They were making an air pressure adjustment for tires. Sunoco Fuel, a slow pit stop for Justin Allgaier. He was tight in the middle and was felt like he was on top of the racetrack with the right rear tire. They also went up on the track bar a half around for him, but a little bit of trouble on the left side for Justin Allgaier. We'll see if he lost spots on pit road.
So it's Austin Hill, William Sawalich, Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed, and then Sam Mayer, the top five, coming off the pit lane, followed by Nick Sanchez, Carson Quapel, and Eric Almirola.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
This is a Camry. This is a Camry on NASCAR. This is a Camry on NASCAR with Ty Gibbs behind the wheel. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Daniel Dye, Brandon Jones, Jeremy Clements, Jeb Burton, Matt DiBenedetto, and Myatt Snyder all stayed out. They're going to restart in front of Austin Hill and William Sawalich on older tires as we have just a few laps to go in stage one. When we come back, we'll make our first trip through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone from Nashville. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back here at Nashville Super Speedway, we're under our first caution in the Xfinity Series race, but a turn of events for Ryan Sieg, who had qualified 11th and now finds himself 32nd in the pack. What had happened when the caution came out, he was very slow, almost like he was out of fuel, was the question on Ryan Sieg's machine. The answer is it took two cans of fuel. They did not fill up the car following practice here at Nashville. Crew chief Matt Noyce went around to the team and figured out what the problem was. The car was out of fuel, guys.
All right, here we go. The pace car is back on pit road. We're about to make our first trip through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. Daniel Dye, Brandon Jones, Jeremy Clements, Jeb Burton, DiBenedetto, Snyder, all on older tires. On the inside, Daniel Dye gets the jump as they head into one.
This could be very interesting. William Sawalich and Austin Hill restart 7th and 8th respectively. Hill goes to the top. It's 3 wide in turn 2. 4 wide on the exit of the corner. They head down the back straightaway.
Well, take a look at this. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Jeremy Clements up there in the front trying to hold on here on old tires. Bottom of the racetrack's where the leader goes. He gets it wound up off of turn 4, and there's a big stack of cars trying to work their way through 3 and 4.
It is crazy back there. Meanwhile, up front, Jeremy Clements, Justin Allgaier now drives to the inside of Matt DiBenedetto. That's a fight for second.
That fight won't last long. Allgaier's got the spot. He's now just a car length back of Jeremy Clements. Now he'll take a peek to the outside as they charge off turn number 2. They are side by side.
Yeah, not going to be a match there for Clements as much as he'd like to hold on to this spot. To the outside goes Justin Allgaier, and he'll take the number 7 to the lead position off of turn 4. Clements slides back to the second spot.
Two to go in stage number 1. Justin Allgaier on fresh tires leads Jeremy Clements and Matt DiBenedetto. Austin Hill on fresh tires runs in fourth, but he wants third.
For a guy that has the points lead, Justin Allgaier plays this flawlessly after losing a race last weekend because of a missed opportunity to pit. The battle is still for that second position down the backstretch.
Yeah, give Clements credit here. He's holding on to that second spot. He goes to the bottom side of the racetrack. He'll still try to fight it off maybe for one more lap for a great stage finish.
One lap to go in stage one of the Tennessee Lottery 250. Allgaier is gone. Clements, though, has backed the field up behind him as they head back to one.
Despite having fresh tires, Austin Hill restarted 7th. He's only up to the 4th position. He now opens the inside lane, and William Sawalich is there to try to capitalize. Hill is just not getting going on this restart with fresh ones.
Yeah,
Hill.
Caution is going to come out. We've got trouble in turn number 2. Corey Day goes spinning right in the middle of the pack, and this is going to allow Justin Allgaier to take the stage one victory, Mark.
And it's going to allow Jeremy Clements to pick up 9 valuable points as he will finish second in stage one. Matt DiBenedetto is going to be third. Austin Hill, fourth. Daniel Dye, it looks like he's going to get the fifth position. Sheldon Creed, sixth. Seventh in stage one, Sam Mayer. Brandon Jones, eighth. Ninth, Carson Quappel. And getting 10th, Connor Zilich.
eBay stage one now complete here at Nashville Super Speedway. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
Justin Allgaier, stage one winner here at Nashville Super Speedway, had a handful of cars that did not come down pit road during that caution, which came out with 10 to go in stage number one. We'll see if they do this time from Nashville. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more, for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
So stage number one is in the books for this Xfinity Series race here at Nashville Super Speedway. Justin Allgaier gets the stage win. It's his fifth stage win of the season. Only one other driver has more. That's Austin Hill with 6.
Mark, we learned a lot in that stage. With that caution coming out with 10 to go, 6 cars stayed out. 4 of them remained in the top 10. I'll be honest with you. I thought they were going to get blown away on fresher tires, but they weren't. Even though it's stacked up coming off of turn 2 on the restart, Jeremy Clements finished 2nd. Matt DiBenedetto, 3rd in the stage. Daniel Dye, 5th in the stage. Brandon Jones, 9th in the stage. They were able to hang on. 4 of the 6 cars that stayed out, able to hang on to get points. You have to wonder if this happens late in the race. If you're one of the top running cars, they weren't at the time. If you're one of the top running cars, is it going to be worth it to stay out and maintain track position?
It certainly gives the crew chiefs a little bit to think about. But again, that stage ended prematurely with the wreck. There was a lot of those cars with tires heading down into turn number 3. I think might have been able to pick up another spot or two. We will never know that, of course. But it certainly, when you see, especially DiBenedetto, who had been kind of in the pack, kind of struggling along, and you see him able to hold his own up there, they're going to take a real hard look at that and go like, okay, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah, through the benefit of replay, you noticed something earlier as well. Ross Chastain had been battling up in the top 5 before the caution would tend to go in stage 1. And on that restart, boy, he took a big hit. He's now running 25th. A big hit in position, maybe not as big a hit on the track.
Again, he was up there battling with Sawalich, who's currently in the 14th spot. They were in a big pack. Sawalich got kind of roughed up. Ross got off the gas a little bit going into turn three. He was trying to hold his spot, and somebody came off the bottom and just rooted him out of there, and he dropped way back. So Wallach lost a spot or two in that melee as well, but certainly the big loser was Ross Chastain.
All right, pit road is open. We know we're going to have some takers because people like Jeremy Clements, Matt DiBenedetto, Daniel Dye, there's no way they could make it to the end of stage number two on the Sunoco fuel that they have in their tank, although they've done a great job being able to stretch it out. So Jeremy Clements, Matt DiBenedetto, Daniel Dye, Brandon Jones, they're the first ones to come down, as well as Nick Sanchez. We'll go to Heather DeBow.
And Brad Allen, or Brandon Jones, was one of the guys to stay out there. Now his crew chief, Sam McCauley, made that call. They wanted to go opposite the majority to hopefully get stage points and hang on. However, they did get hung up behind the 10 of Daniel Dye, so that didn't help them out at all. But as far as his handling, he had no rear grip, no front turn, and tight. So they made some adjustments on that 20. Alan Cabana?
We'll see some of the takers here in my section of pit road. One car who did not come down was the one that caused the caution, Corey Day. They just said he was very loose. A lot of debate on the radio whether they should come down or not, but he says no flat spots, don't need the tires. Wendy Ventrini.
None of the leaders on my end of pit road decided to hit pit road. Early on when we came down pit road the first time, they opted not to take stage points and opted to take tires on that very first caution, and therefore they're staying out this time.
We see that Ryan Sieg came back down. We heard from Wendy Ventrini that update on that mistake that they made in not filling that car up with fuel to start the race. They came back, and now they topped off. So they're going to be extra sure they've got enough Sunoco in there.
Yeah, that's true, and that is something definitely worthy of double-checking. So we're going to give you a rundown. We're going to get into stage number two here at Nashville Super Speedway. William Sawalich led the bulk of stage number one, 37 of the 45 laps. Justin Allgaier, after a restart, was able to go ahead and take the lead and win stage number one. Daniel Dye had also led some laps. He just now came down pit road. Jeremy Clements led a lap as well. So already a little interesting turn of events, and I think we've seen just what an impact a caution can have on the field, especially with a restart.
And the timing of that restart. And as they go by this time, again, we're under the yellow flag in between stages one and two. Let's give you a full field rundown. Justin Allgaier is going to be your leader at the break. Austin Hill second. Sheldon Creed third. His teammate Sam Mayer fourth. Fifth, Carson Quapel. Connor Zilich is sixth. Seventh, Eric Almirola. Sammy Smith eighth. Ninth, William Sawalich. And then Josh Williams in 10th.
Christian Eckes runs 11th. 12th is Taylor Gray. 13th, Dean Thompson. Jesse Love is 14th. Harrison Burton 15th. 16th, Ryan Ellis. Ross Chastain now runs 17th. Brennan Poole is 18th. 19th, Anthony Alfredo. Rounding out the top 20 is Jeffrey Earnhardt.
Kyle Sieg, 21st. Then Corey Day in the 22nd spot. Nick Sanchez, 23rd. Ryan Sieg, 24th. Brandon Jones is 25th. Daniel Dye, 26th. Matt DiBenedetto, 27th. 28th is Thomas Annunziata. Blaine Perkins, 29th. Nick Lights in 30th.
Jeremy Clements will now restart 31st. Myatt Snyder, 32nd. Jeb Burton, 33rd. Chris Wright, 34th. Logan Bearden, 35th. Mason Massey, 36th. 37th, Mason Maggio, and 38th. And out of this race is Parker Retzlaff. Brandon Jones is going to have to drop to the tail of the field. Too many men over the wall. They are going to have a penalty before the restart. That leaderboard update brought to you by Tableau TV. Tableau TV gives you access to over 125 channels, including the CW. You pay once for Tableau and then watch forever. No subscriptions. Head over to TableauTV.com today as we go down to Alan Cavana.
Well, Nick Sanchez is coming off a career-best third-place finish last week at Charlotte. They had speed early on in this race. They were one of the cars that pitted initially before the stage end and actually gained four spots on pit road. Things were looking good, but the adjustment they made on that pit stop, Nick Sanchez did not like it at all. So the 48 car has now pitted again, because I just talked to his crew chief, Patrick Donahue, who said we didn't want to run around the next 50 laps or so with a bad handling car, so just fix it now. So Nick Sanchez buried himself in the field, but hopefully they made the change they need.
So with that late caution flag in stage one, a number of cars used the wave around to get to the lead lap. Then, of course, the end of the stage, We have 37 cars on the racetrack. All 37 are on the lead lap. The only car that is not is Parker Retzlaff because he is now out of the event.
Ah, that is an interesting observation as well. Right now they're in tow behind the pace car, and we'll see if they're going to come to the one to go and choose this time by. It looks like they're going to do that. So we'll make another trip coming up through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone here at Nashville Super Speedway. Alan Cabana was just talking about Nick Sanchez, Big Machine Racing, that car part of the one welcome program built there on the Richard Childress Racing Campus in Welcome, North Carolina. But Scott Borchetta, a Nashville resident, is the owner of that car with Big Machine Racing, and they've got a lot of things going on here, not just Big Machine Records, Big Machine Vodka, Big Machine Bourbon. They have a really nice bar and grill right there in downtown Nashville, just off Broadway as well.
So they got it going on in Music City is what you're telling me.
That they do. And we'll see if Patrick Donahue has that going on as well. A great decision by him to actually make some changes on that car. Still early in this race, Mark. We're going to restart with 37 laps to go in stage number two. That's 136 laps to go here in the Tennessee Lottery 250. So plenty of time to make some moves on the racetrack.
Certainly is, and I liked all those cars that pitted just before the end of stage one. You could tell they were the guys who were thinking, look, we're thinking win, we're thinking a top 10, top five kind of night, and we're going to give up some, maybe some stage points to get that done. Justin Allgaier, Pat Patterson, he's ready to go again.
Yes, he is, and Austin Hill's ready to get back in a fight with him, I guarantee you that. Sam Mayer's right there in the second row, along with Sheldon Creed. Here goes the Pates car to the pit road. Great crowd tonight of Nashville fans out there cheering for the restart.
Another trip now through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. Justin Allgaier gets a jump on Austin Hill. Not much of one, though. They are nose-to-nose, door-to-door as they race into one.
There are Chevys in row number one, row number two. Teammates Fords, they'll battle for third. Into turn number one, Allgaier slips up in front of Austin Hill. Will have an advantage exiting turn two of about a car length and a half. Now he stretches it to three car lengths.
Yeah, Sam Mayer is under attack now. Carson Quapel to the outside of him. That's a battle for that fourth spot. Quapel uses the top side of the racetrack, and he'll advance forward here and take fourth away, I think.
Eric Almirola on the outside as well. He gets by Connor Zilich. Now he drives to the outside of Sam Mayer as they work to turn one.
Mayer really struggling on the bottom of the racetrack. Lost a spot to teammate Sheldon Creed. Another one to Carson Quapel. Now he's going to lose one to Eric Almirola. He'll slide from third all the way back to the sixth position. Now side by side with Almirola.
Almirola is there, and so is Connor Zilich. As to the bottom of the racetrack, Sam Mayer tries to hold that spot away from Almirola. They stay side by side, all four.
Fight for fifth. Almirola's on the outside of Sam Mayer. Mayer now has the advantage. Connor Zilich now coming into play. He'll try and follow Mayer into one.
Zilich had a tough time deciding who to follow. Ultimately selected Mayer's machine. May have been a mistake, because moving to the outside and taking the spot is Almirola. Now Zilich will race side by side with Mayer.
Yeah, nice move there by Zilich. Look to the bottom of the racetrack now. He'll try to hold on to Almirola. Also right there in the middle of that, once again, Sam Mayer trying to hold that position as he works off the corner.
Sammy Smith now trying to go to work on Connor Zilich, and right beside him it is going to be Sam Mayer. Behind them, Josh Williams now in a 2x2 battle.
Fight for that seventh position continues. Bottom side of the racetrack is Sammy Smith. Smith came from deep in the pack. Sam Mayer, who started up front, they're still door-to-door down the backstretch.
Allgaier leads the race, and he is gone. That battle rages on. Sammy Smith, Sam Mayer, side-by-side, door-to-door into turn three. They're still locked together. Taylor Gray also now begins to move forward to get into that fight.
Now it's three wide for that seventh spot on the outside. Sam Mayer, Sammy Smith in the middle, and look at Josh Williams. He's trying to take it away on the bottom.
Josh Williams will take the spot away from Sammy Smith. Now he'll go after Sam Mayer. Looks like exiting turn two, Josh Williams will have that seventh position.
Yeah, how long can he hold on to it? Midway down the backstretch, Sammy Smith takes his pilot machine to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll get under Sam Mayer now, and he'll lock on to the number 11 car of Josh Williams.
So as he looks to the inside, Sammy Smith skips up the racetrack. Mayer gets inside. Ross Chastain is right there. Taylor Gray in their tow.
Chastain restarted 17th, already worked his way back up into the 10th position. He'll try to make it three wide off turn number two. Smith is in the middle. To the bottom is Mayer. Now Smith slides up in front of Ross.
Oh, the Mellon man almost took the way outside move to get around both of these guys. Ross Chastain's going to ride the high line now while Smith and Mayer are down at the bottom of the racetrack all four.
This is a battle at the back of the top ten. Sam Mayer's on the inside of Ross Chastain. Chastain gets the advantage, but not enough to cut off the nose as they head to one.
First round of pit stops. Ross came on pit road fifth, emerged from pit road back in the 19th position, then lost five more on the restart. So he's really working hard to get back into the top 10. He is in the top 10. Now he'll battle for that eighth position.
That is a good fight amongst all of these guys. It's been great to watch. Meanwhile, up front, looks like that Sheldon Creed's creeping ever so closer to second.
Justin Allgaier, though, has a big lead, 1.6 seconds. Hill in the second spot has Sheldon Creed shadowing him to turn number one.
Austin Hill has not been as good in his first stage and beginning of the second stage as we anticipated. I say that. He's still running.
Trouble on the front straightaway. Got a car going around right now. It looks like, Pat, that is the number 31 car.
Yeah, Blaine Perkins is sideways there. His car is moving. He's got it headed towards the pit road. Caution's out. Perkins will try to get that thing to his pit box.
And that is going to be caution flag number three in the Tennessee Lottery 250.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey, man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. That's 800-296-1140. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway. Pit road open during this third caution. It looks like we will have no takers among the leaders. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway. Field coming to the choose and one to go. We'll give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. Right now, Justin Allgaier leads Austin Hill. Sheldon Creed runs in third. Fourth is Carson Quapple. Fifth, Eric Almirola. Connor Zilich in sixth. Seventh is Josh Williams. Sammy Smith is eighth. Ross Chastain ninth. And Sam Mayer in tenth.
Christian Eckes 11th. 12th, Taylor Gray. Harrison Burton 13th. 14th, William Sawalich. Daniel Dye 15th. 16th, Jesse Love. 17th is going to be Dean Thompson, Brennan Poole, 18th, 19th, Ryan Sieg, Nick Sanchez in 20th.
Ryan Ellis runs in 21st. 22nd is Jeffrey Earnhardt. Matt DiBenedetto is 23rd. Corey Day, 24th. Kyle Sieg runs in 25th. Brandon Jones, 26th. 27th, Jeb Burton. Thomas Annunziata in 28th. 29th is Mason Massey. And Mason Maggio is in 30th.
Myatt Snyder, 31st. Nick Lights, 32nd. Anthony Alfredo, 33rd. Logan Bearden, 34th. Then in 35th, Blaine Perkins. Chris Rice, 36. Jeremy Clements, 37. All of those cars on the lead lap. Only one car out, and that's Parker Retzlaff. He'll get credit tonight for 38.
At Patterson, we will restart with 26 laps to go. Actually, we won't because the caution's back out, Pat.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the light just came back on the pace car, so we're going to go around one more time before we turn them loose again.
So if you just joined us, the pole sitter, William Sawalich, led the first 37 laps. He gave up the lead to go to pit road with a late yellow flag in stage number one. Justin Allgaier, who is currently out front, has led twice for 22 laps. Daniel Dye has led three laps. Jeremy Clements has led one. The big mover so far in this race, up 19 positions, is Josh Williams, up 13th. Taylor Gray, also up 13. Brennan Poole, plus 12 for Jeffrey Earnhardt.
Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
Well, Sam Mayer started this race in the top five, was racing up there early on, but since then it's gone the wrong direction. He's a little tight and a lot angry. He feels he got used up by some of his competitors, so came over the radio and just said, that's not going to happen any longer. At one point, he kissed the wall coming off turn four, but his team just trying to calm him down. He's sitting there in 10th trying to get some of it back on this restart, Wendy Venturini.
I love our long cautions because we get to hear all the radio communication from our drivers, Justin Allgaier and Justin Hill, two of my cars on pit road. Austin Hill says he's way too tight right now. He's got to have a big arc on that entry. The last time down pit road, they made that track bar adjustment, but they want to go for a bigger swing next time they come down pit road. Also to note, all the drivers are saying that with the track getting a little bit freer because it's cooling off and it's the shade is starting to hit the racetrack, which changes these race cars.
74 degrees now here in Lebanon, Tennessee. And, Pat, that pace car is about to hit pit road.
Yep, Tennessee fans on their feet. Justin Allgaier going to face off, square off here with Austin Hill once again as they head for the restart zone.
Justin Allgaier will lead them to the green flag as we restart this race with 25 laps to go in stage number two. Quick jump from Allgaier, but Hill draws alongside in turn one.
For much of Justin Allgaier's career, he was maligned as a restarter, not very good, but he certainly has become an excellent one, and he'll prove it once again. Already three car lengths, the advantage he enjoys down the backstretch.
Boy, and behind all of them, it got really dicey on the backstretch, four and five wide. Here's Sheldon Creed into three, trying to take that Hill away, a spot away from Austin Hill. He'll do that. Now Hill will face Connor Zilich.
Big battles outside of the top six right now. Currently, it is number 54 car of Taylor Gray running, but he's got a whole host of cars that want to take that spot away.
And right in front of him, a big battle between Ross Chastain and Sammy Smith. Smith moved up to block Chastain. Ross didn't like it. He'll drop to the inside, take the spot, and he'll now go after that Taylor Hill you were just talking about.
So Allgaier out front, then it's Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, Connor Zilich, Eric Almirola and Carson Quapel. That's the front bunch here coming at you all four.
Behind them, Taylor Gray, then Ross Chastain. He restarted 10th. He's already moved up two spots. He's hot on the trail of Taylor Gray as they move to one.
Single file all the way back to the battle behind them. That's where Sam Mayer will try to wrestle a position away from Sammy Smith. He'll get that done before he gets to the exit of turn number two. And now he'll set his sights once again on Taylor Gray and Ross Chastain.
Not going to set his sights. Going to put that fender right up next to that left quarter panel of Taylor Gray. Take that spot away. Move the nine car up one more position as Connor Zilich goes to work on Eric Almirola.
Eric Almirola drives to the inside of Connor Zilich. Almirola wants that four spot. He's going to try and take it away. He'll have to back off as they head back to one.
Connor kind of pinched the nose off of Eric Almirola's machine. Eric's a pretty patient guy, but he won't put up with that for very long. Off turn number two, this fight is for the fourth position as they head down the backstretch.
Once again, Almirola will rethink his strategy, pull in behind Taylor Gray as they work their way down into turn three. Now Almirola sees the door wide open. goes to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to take that spot away. Gray battles back from the top side.
He slips up a little bit. Here is Chastain now, driving inside of Quapple. This is a fight for sixth place.
Ross Chastain, a man on a mission here as we're about the midpoint of the second stage of this race. Right in front of him, a battle for position. Connor Zilich and Eric Almirola continue to go after one another.
Yeah, Almirola once again trying to look for a way around the number 88 Chevy. All of these junior motorsports cars right up near the front right now as they work off of turn number four. Almirola drifts back a bit on that battle.
Justin Allgaier more than a second lead over Sheldon Creed. He's more than a second in front of Austin Hill, but behind Austin Hill, that's where all the action's happening. Connor Zilich running in fourth.
Zilich now within a couple of car lengths of Austin Hill, who, as Wendy said, is fighting a tight condition at this juncture of the race. Zilich now just about three car lengths back of Hill as they will go after the third position.
Here comes once again Connor Zilich trying to move up on Austin Hill. Meanwhile, Eric Almirola puts the puts his nose right up under Zilich now, tries to get that spot off four.
As they battle now side by side down the front stretch, Ross Chastain closes in. They're also closing in on Austin Hill.
Wow, Ross Chastain, like he was shot out of a cannon on the top side of the racetrack, got to the back bumper of Almirola entering turn number one, had to roll out of the throttle. Zilich and Almirola battle side by side. Chastain will pull behind Zilich.
Chastain almost forces that group into a three wide. Can't make it happen. Now he'll go in the middle, trying to make it work. Zilich to the outside. Chastain having to get out of it just a little bit here as his pathway was blocked.
Eric Almirola takes away the four spot from Connor Zilich, who got way tail happy coming off of turn number four. Chastain will back off, but only momentarily.
A week ago, we watched Ross Chastain take the race lead in the 600 for the final time, using the middle three wide to get a spot. This time he thinks a bit better of it, waiting till later in the race.
So Allgaier's gone up, and he's entering turn three right now. Now here's second place into turn three. Go back there for that third place battle, and once again it's a good one there with Austin Hill trying to hold off everybody.
Let's get an update from Heather DeBoe.
And we've seen Ross Chastain move up a couple positions since this restart, but he's still telling the team he needs more front grip. In fact, he said, I'm just trying to learn how to drive this thing. He said, it's been a while since I've driven a loose Xfinity car. So Ross Chastain, although he's moving up, still needs some help with his handling. Wendy Venturini.
Connor Zilich is turning way better than that last run. He came down pit road at lap 38, much like many of these Xfinity cars. They did a track bar adjustment, went up a half a round, and it's really helped Connor's control of this race car. He's been able to move through traffic a whole lot better on this run, currently running in the fifth position.
Thank you very much, Heather. Thank you very much, Wendy. Daniel Dye is a car that's on the move right now. Rob, he's trying to get closer to the top 10.
He's working the bottom of the racetrack. He'll try to take a spot away from Sammy Smith. He'll slide up in front of Sammy halfway down the back straightaway.
Yeah, Sammy didn't like that at all. He had to get out of the gas basically for Dye as they work their way into turn three. Meanwhile, that battle for third coming right down the straightaway. Almirola still working hard.
He worked to the outside. Austin Hill moved up the racetrack to block the advance. Now they're nose to tail in one.
Looks like Austin Hill is just holding up the parade at the moment, running the middle lane. Hard to pass him, either bottom or top. Almirola takes a peek to the inside, gets that right front right against the left rear quarter panel of Austin Hill's machine.
All right, here comes Eric Almirola. Maybe this time he can take Hill up the hill maybe just a little bit and get this spot. Seemingly that's what happens. And once again, Eric Almirola gets a position.
Eric Almirola now gets the third spot. He's behind Sheldon Creed and Justin Allgaier, who's checking out, Rob.
So now behind Almirola, it's Connor Zilich and Ross Chastain who'll try to get around Austin Hill, who continues to backslide. Down the back straightaway, half a straightaway advantage is Justin Allgaier.
Now Allgaier's got a big lead here. The battle still is for that fourth spot. Once again, Connor Zilich tries to take that blue and red machine into turn three. Looks to the bottom of Austin Hill. Can't make anything happen. Ross Chastain still trying to catch that duo.
Brad, we still have a long way to go, but it's been a pretty good night so far for Junior Motorsports. Five cars, top 12.
It is very impressive. Justin Allgaier leading that group of cars. You got Connor Zilich running in fifth. Ross Chastain running in sixth. Sammy Smith is running in 12th, as you mentioned. And Carson Quaffle, he's impressing me with his seventh place run right now. Carson Quaffle appears to be a car that could be on the move, although, Pat, it looks like Sam Mayer might have something to say about that.
Yeah, Quaffle's been holding his own up there in that top six or seven cars right now. Sam Mayer bears down on him a bit off turn four.
So as they come down to the stripe, 12 laps to go in stage number two here at Nashville Super Speedway. Justin Allgaier, your leader by 2.3 seconds over Sheldon Creed.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to samaritanspurse.org.
Hey fans, it's Ryan Ellis, driver of the number 71 Chevy in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Everyone's been asking about the best way to watch our races. Well, I've got the answer. Tablo TV. Tablo gives you access to 125-plus channels, including the CW. You pay once for Tablo and then watch forever. No subscriptions. Head to tablotv.com/Ryan and use my code Ellis at checkout to get $20 off. That's tablotv.com/Ryan.
Connor Zillis just took the fourth spot away from Austin Hill. Now Ross Chastain takes away the fifth. So move Hill out of the top five. Zillis and Chastain in. Be sure to head over to echopark.com/speedway where you can enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit echopark.com/speedway now to drive off a winner. We have 10 laps to go in stage number two here at Nashville Super Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Justin Allgaier continues the lead, pulling away from Sheldon Creed. Next time by, 6 laps to go in stage number 2 of the Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity Series race from here at Nashville Super Speedway. Everything fairly strung out at this point. Creed easily in second, but it looks like, Rob Albright, that Eric Almirola is reeling him in, may have enough time.
Yeah, he definitely is quicker than Sheldon Creed's machine. Creed continues to lose ground to race leader Justin Allgaier, and the pace that Almirola sets just about equal to what Allgaier is running right now.
Yeah, Almirola's going to have a lot of digging to do here if he's going to get it done with 5 laps to go here. Here comes the leader off of turn at number 4, and it's a long way back to Sheldon Creed.
One interesting note, Justin Allgaier, while he's pulled out to a big lead, has not put a single car a lap down here in stage number 2 with 5 to go as we go down to Heather DeBow.
And just listening in on the conversation for Carson Quapel, who's running in that 8th position right now, he's really having a hard time wrapping the bottom of the corner. He's over-slowing it, and his team is telling you need to drive it in deeper. But he came back to them and said, I'm worried about burning up the brakes if I do that. And they said, hey, buddy, these guys have big brakes on these cars, so use them.
So Sam there is now trying to close in on Austin Hill. Hill just lost 2 spots to Zillich and Chastain. May be in danger of losing another one with 4 to go in stage 2.
After struggling on the restart, things are starting to run a little bit better for Sam Mayer. The car coming to him opposite of Austin Hill. The car seems to be getting progressively worse as this run goes on.
You have Sam Mayer trying to get underneath Austin Hill midway down the backstretch. He's going to get door-to-door into turn 3. Hill drifts up the racetrack. Not going to put up a fight here, and Mayer will get that spot.
Sam Mayer moves up to 6th, drop Austin Hill back to 7th. He's lost several spots over the past few laps as his car struggles on a long run, although he tries to cross over, dives to the inside of Mayer.
Well, let's see if this will pay off for Austin Hill. Mayer says, hey, I just
just passed you. Give me a little break here. Austin Hill says you got to beat me back to the start-finish line. The advantage is to Mayer off turn two.
Yeah, for Mayer, tires wearing just a little bit, bottom of the racetrack. We'll see if he slips up this time and takes that lane away from Austin Hill. That's exactly what he does. Hill tries to go to the bottom of the racetrack. Not going to work for him all four.
Now he has to worry about Carson Quapel closing in. We have two laps to go here in stage number two.
Carson Quapel is definitely closing on these two cars. We'll follow the leader as he's all by himself halfway down the back straightaway.
Yep, down the, the leader is gone. That is for sure. He's all the way in turn three. Watching Austin Hill trying to hold off that fight. Carson Quapel trying to close in on the hill. Those cars race their way into turns three and four.
One to go in stage number two. Justin Allgaier caught the first bit of lap traffic. That's Blaine Perkins.
And for lap after lap, it did not look like anybody was going to get lapped. Let's see if Allgaier cuts Blaine Perkins a break. He does have a huge lead. Blaine will hang on at least halfway around the racetrack this time, trying to stay on the lead lap.
Allgaier not in a hurry. No need to be when you can just barely see the car that's chasing him for that position. Into turn number four. Here comes Justin Allgaier trying to get another green and white checker flag.
Justin Allgaier, well ahead of Sheldon Creed, is going to win stage number two. He has swept both stages in the Tennessee Lottery 250. Sheldon Creed is going to finish second in stage number two. Third, Eric Almirola. Fourth, Connor Zilich. Ross Chastain, fifth. Sixth, Sam Mayer. Seventh, Austin Hill. Then you have Carson Quapel, eighth. Ninth, Christian Eckes. His colleague racing teammate, Daniel Dye, winds up in the 10th spot. Justin Allgaier, six stage wins in 2025, has now equaled Austin Hill atop that category. We'll have pit stops when we return to Nashville Super Speedway.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
We have a lot of great sponsors here on the Performance Racing Network and always want to take an opportunity to thank some of them, like Napa Auto Parts, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and Echo Park Automotive. You can join in on the great action that we have here on PRN. Just go to goprn.com and hit the Advertise With Us banner. We have Stage 2 pit stops coming up when we come back from Nashville. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
So Justin Allgaier has swept both opening stages here at Nashville Super Speedway this season at Atlanta with Austin Hill. Last week at Charlotte, we saw a driver sweep the two stages and then go on to win the race. In 2022 and 2024, Justin Allgaier, the only driver on the Xfinity Series to do it, he'll be trying to do it again here at Nashville. By the way, in 2023, there were three drivers that won both stages and the race as well. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Well, on this end of pit road, Justin Allgaier has a car parked in front of him, which is Mason Maggio. He's on the lead lap. So what the team has done has moved the paint mark of where Justin Allgaier is going to stop his car, and they also moved his pit sign. They've also instructed Justin Allgaier to come in at a slight angle with his nose out so he does not get stuck behind Mason Maggio. So a little bit of prep work and some quick changes right here in the pit stall of Justin Allgaier.
Thank you very much, Wendy. And Mark, we talked about it during that stage. All of a sudden, you look at the leaderboard and you realize, as far ahead as Justin Allgaier was, that's the largest lead that anyone's enjoyed. He still did not put a single car a lap down during that run.
And he could have at the end. He played nice guy. I believe you had Matt DiBenedetto and Blaine Perkins back there, and I thought he played really nice, going like, okay, I got a big lead. You guys aren't really going to be, and I may need you later on to get out of the way, so we'll see what happens. And pit road is open. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
And Eric Almirola will come in from that third position. He's telling his team it's not bad, but still needs some turn. Also in is Sheldon Creed from the second position. He said he fired off free, but the longer he goes, the more secure he gets on entry. He said it's also worse in 1 and 2 than 3 and 4. But his crew chief said, we're going to actually free you up here because we think the track is going to come to us. Alan Cavana.
Sam Mayer picked up 4 spots in that last run, but he says he got too loose at the end of it, so they're going to make an air pressure adjustment, just trying to keep up with this changing track as time falls, Wendy.
Justin Allgaier gives up that 3.5-second lead, came into his pit stall very hot, actually hit Austin Hill's pit sign at a very rapid pace. It was 4 tires, Sunoco fuel, up a half a round on that track part for Justin Allgaier. Also, Connor Zillage came in. He said it feels really good. It's close on their setup, a little bit edgy for him, and he needs help on the long run.
Sheldon Creed wins the battle off of pit road. Allgaier in the second spot. He loses the number one position on pit road. Connor Zillage up 1 to 3rd. Sam Mayer plus 2 to 4th. Eric Almirola lost 2 spots. He was 5th off the pit lane, followed by Austin Hill and Carson Quappel.
Coverage varies by plan. View contract and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Do you own a 2005 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? With the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering a low-cost vehicle coverage plan designed to save you thousands off costly vehicle repairs. Get your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage are included. For your free quote, call 800-461-9096. 800-461-9096.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, thanks for saving my engine. Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Blaine Perkins was at the tail of the field, but he'll also have to restart as far back as possible because they had a tire get away from them on that pit stop, a tire violation. When we come back, we'll head through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone and start stage number 3 here at Nashville Super Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Documented that Blaine Perkins had a tire getaway on that pit stop. It became a rolling chicane as it rolled across the track. You had cars having to dive left and right to avoid that tire. Nobody hit it, but that certainly brought a penalty to Blaine Perkins. He won't have to be hurt that badly by it because he was in the back. He'll be in the back when we restart this race because of the penalty.
Yeah, the biggest hurt, Ross Chastain lost about seven spots. He is going to restart from the 12th position. We're going to be coming to one to go, Mark. Sheldon Creed is now the leader of the Tennessee Lottery 250. Justin Allgaier will join him on the front row for the restart. Connor Zilich will restart third. Fourth is Sam Mayer. Fifth, Eric Almirola. Sixth, Austin Hill. Carson Quappel is seventh. Eighth is Taylor Gray. Daniel Dye is ninth. And 10th is Jesse Love.
11th, William Sawalich. Ross Chastain, 12th. 13th, Sammy Smith. Harrison Burton, 14th. 15th, Brandon Jones. Christian Eckes, 16th. 17th, Josh Williams. Corey Day, 18th. 19th, Ryan Sieg. Dean Thompson in 20th.
Jeb Burton is 21st. Kyle Sieg, 22nd. Brennan Poole, 23rd. 24th is Ryan Ellis, 25th. Anthony Alfredo. Jeremy Clements, 26th. Nick Sanchez, 27th. Chris Wright, 28th. 29th is Myatt Snyder. And Thomas Annunziata is 30th.
Mason Maggio, 31st. 32nd, Nick Lights. Logan Bearden, 33rd. 34th, Mason Massey. Jeffrey Earnhardt, 35th. 36th, Matt DiBenedetto. Blaine Perkins, 37th. All of the cars on the racetrack, all 37 are on the lead lap. The only driver out tonight, Parker Retzlaff, he'll get credit for 38.
That leaderboard update brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. What are they looking like, Pat Patterson?
Well, they're lined up and they're ready to go. Entering turn three, midway through it. Lights are off on the pace car. Once again, Justin Allgaier and Sheldon Creed up here on the front row. The battle for clean air here at Nashville Super Speedway is about to unfold as they head to the restart zone.
So here is Sheldon Creed leading them into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Green flag is back out, locked together, side by side.
Trouble on the restart. Josh Williams gets spun around. The 71-28 car also gets turned around. Of course, that is Kyle Sieg. A lot of damage on that car. But the 71 is really going to pay the price, and that, of course, is Ryan Ellis. Started at the rear of the field, gets the car righted, runs over some of his own body off of that car as he gets it pointed in the right direction. Caution's out.
Anthony Alfredo also involved. He drove straight across the grass to pit road so his crew can work on the damage to the left side of that machine. Kyle Sieg, I believe, is already on pit road as well. So with 90 laps to go, we restart the race. And as Pat Patterson talked about, we didn't even get 200 yards beyond the start-finish line before the wreck happened.
Huge accordion effect there. That was just all the way they started up front. Everybody back here was on the gas so hard, and it really was kind of a slow restart.
Yeah, David Hoots, the former race director, used to say, y'all quit jimmy-jacking out there, because they were doing a lot of that. Christian Eckes' car is stopped on the front straightaway, and that's because literally in that incident, and I'm hoping, Mark, this is just water from the radiator, because it evacuated all of it. He went down on the apron. NASCAR told him, stop your car. There is fluid going everywhere. So he did stop his car right on the dog leg heading into turn number one. So watching the replay here, Mark, a lot of cars wanted to be in the same spot at the same time, and they just were going back and forth with that accordion.
Yeah, they were all heading, at least some of them, in the wrong direction. You mentioned Ryan Ellis. Then you have Kyle Sieg. And we're trying to watch this replay. As Pat Patterson talked about, slow restart, Sheldon Creed, and then it looked like Harrison Burton got into William Sawalich. That backed up the field a little bit more, and then that accordion effect that he talked about. And the farther you go back, the harder the licks get from behind, and that certainly started that wreck as we go down to Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, that was a stack up for sure. According to a lot of the leaders up front, Justin Allgaier said this happened at Homestead. That's what he referred to. They start playing games on the restart is what Austin Hill said. You know, when you play these games and they stack up behind you, nothing goes right.
Wow, you could literally see that row after row after row after row. Just a row goes, and then it gets stacked up in front of them. Then they back up. Then they stack up behind him and behind them.
You had little bumps as you went along the way, and then finally Christian Eckes rammed into the back of Harrison Burton again with nowhere to go. You could see the fluids immediately come out of that car. Then Brandon Jones turned sideways. Josh Williams got turned sideways along with Kyle Sieg, Anthony Alfredo, and Ryan Ellis got ping-ponged by two or three cars back before that. But here is the out front picture of Christian Eckes on the restart, and man, he just rammed into the back of Harrison Burton. Again, he was going in the front of the field, was not. And again, that was not Christian Eckes' fault. Probably you got to put it on Sheldon Creed for such a slow restart.
And Mark, that fluid on the racetrack actually came from Ryan Ellis. It is not water. It looks like the oil pan got knocked out of that car. A lot of cleanup is going to happen on the concrete and the asphalt apron here at Nashville Super Speedway. Alan Cavana.
Oh, just listening to the radio for Christian Eckes. Sounds like the radiator is busted. He's going to get out of the car. That was the latest on the radio. Tough day. He was running well back into the top 10, making some progress and really learning the groove as they were trying to coach him through it. But the day for the 16 appears to be over.
So that inside lane, the second, third, fourth, fifth place cars in line, bump, bump, bump. And then when it really got jammed up behind Harrison Burton, bam, Eckes was right there. And again, he didn't do anything wrong, just a victim of circumstances, wrong place, wrong time, he's out.
And interesting watching that restart with Sheldon Creed and Justin Allgaier on the front row. Sheldon Creed's the control car. He gets to go when he wants to. Sheldon Creed went a little deeper in the restart zone. That's his prerogative, Mark. As everyone tries to anticipate the restart, however, if the leader decides he's going to wait and go at the end of the Echo Park Automotive restart zone, guess what happens when everyone else tries to get a jump? And, well, there's nowhere to land when you make that jump except on the rear bumper in front of you.
Yeah, well, he went late and he went slow at the same time. And that certainly is going to back the field up. And Allgaier can do nothing about it. He's got to match Sheldon Creed or he's going to get burned for a restart violation. So all he could do is hang right there as Creed again shut things down basically in the restart zone.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson. Covering pit road, we have Wendy Venturini, Alan Cavana, and the woman we'll go to now, Heather DeBow.
And Brandon Jones is one of the cars that was caught up in that incident. He did slide across the grass there. The team was looking at the replay and confirmed that he did have a little bit of contact in the left rear from another car, I believe the 16. But they were able to look at pictures on the 20. Brandon was really concerned that he had damage and or tire issues. They looked at pictures. They said everything was fine, but he is concerned that those tires have flat spots. Now, his team said the scuffs here on pit road have 30 laps on them, so they think that having a little bit of a flat spot might be better than using these scuffs. And, of course, they don't want to use their stickers at this point in the race with a lot of laps left in it. But so far, it seems that the 20 didn't get too bad of damage and should be able to continue here as we go green.
Thank you very much, Heather. That would be Brandon Jones, of course, as Heather was talking about. And we're going to run a lot of laps under caution. They're not going to be able to go the final 85 laps on this tank of Sunoco fuel, Mark. We know they're going to have to come down from